Hello and welcome to the Built Modular podcast brought to you by Box Modular. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. And today I am joined by Lynette Wooten, transactional sales rep in Georgia and South Carolina for Box Modular. Lynette, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure to be here.
A pleasure to have you and looking forward to the conversation. Before we kind of dive into the questions, can you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your role at Box Modular?
Absolutely. Like I said, my name is Lynette Wooten, and I am based out of South Carolina. I am the transactional sales rep for Box Modular in the territory of South Carolina, Georgia, and I do Florida and Alabama as well right now for transactional. So it is my responsibility to work with GCs predominantly, but I do, I can do custom work as well, but mostly I provide modular office trailers for anybody who is working in large-scale construction projects who would just need a safe place to work out of while they're doing their projects.
Perfect. So let's start here. For those who are not too familiar with how this works, what are the main benefits of leasing or even purchasing a modular office versus a traditional building?
Absolutely. So leasing or purchasing a modular office compared to a traditional construction office, there are a lot of advantages to it. For instance, there's faster construction time. So our buildings are put together in a factory. And so, and that leads to a better quality control because it is just the same material as you would find as a stick built project, but their time is cut dramatically down because of this, because they have their assembly line worked out very effectively. They can get a building on offline, you know, within a matter of weeks and get a company set up to be working on site much faster than a traditional stick built, which is going to require a lot of infrastructure, a lot more groundwork to be done with that, as opposed to rolling in a pre-built building that you can just put in place and get someone, you know, up and running rather quickly. It's very cost effective as well. It's much cheaper to do a modular office as opposed to a traditional construction office also, because of the time, because of the convenience of it, that is just, it cuts down those costs, you know, quite dramatically. And there's really a lot of flexibility to it. So you can adapt to any kind of real changes that you need on site. And there's going to be minimal disruption to your operations because of that fast turnaround. And so you can kind of get things moved from one to the next without having that big, we've lost production because we've lost a lot of time because our people have been displaced because we needed them to be one place or another and we didn't have a place to put them. So it really kind of really reduces that time down. And then also, you know, with it coming, you know, from a factory, there's a lot of environmentally friendly approaches that really minimize a lot of additional waste too. So it kind of, you can kind of pat yourself on the back. You made an environmental positive impact as well at the end of the day.
And you talked about the time element, and time is money, as we know. So let's talk about, on the heels of that, talking about the benefits, what are some of the most common misconceptions that people have about mobile offices?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people think of a mobile office as being low quality. You know, trailer is one of those, those are one of those words you don't like to use in our industry because, you know, it really is a modular office. You know, and that just means it's mobile. That means you can move it, which is convenient. So I think people associate that with like a low quality situation when really it's not. We have very high quality standards, especially we even have quality control specialists who work for our company who inspect our buildings to make sure that they come offline to the standards that we have put on our factories. And so they're really made to be like just top quality material. They're not going to be an issue in those ways. But I think also people think there's, you're limited in your design choices as well. But truthfully, you can customize a modular office any way you want to. There's really, you know, your imagination is really your limit on what we can do. I think people think it's just going to roll off with, you know, very traditional, you know, cookie cutter, you know, fixtures and finishes, but that's not really the case. You really can customize it any way you want to. I think also that it's really just for only small spaces too. But that's, you know, you can do multiple like floors together to make really large complexes that are very complex, that have a lot of square footage. There's really no limit, honestly, you know, for what you can put together, and you can make it as large or as small as you need to. And I think also people think that there's like a high complexity in terms of the installation, but it just takes planning. And once it's planned well, it can be executed very quickly. And so it wouldn't matter what the foundation is, either if you're doing, you know, just ABS pads or just footers or whatever your situation is, it can be done, you know, to any level of permanent or really temporary too, depending on what your needs are.
I like how you talked about that customization. And of course, I mean, there are definitely needs that need to be met. And that's why we're talking about how you can definitely find a lot of benefits with the time, the ease of production to get them there and up and running as quickly as possible. But it is kind of fun to think about the customization and what you can do there. So do modular mobile office buildings come furnished? And then what add-ons are available to enhance the workspaces that we're talking about here?
So one of the benefits of using modular is that we can bring it fully furnished, and we keep all of our different branches, we keep, you know, furniture on hand just to be able to outfit these buildings with desks, you know, couches, conference tables, any amount of roller chair or, you know, guest chairs, really anything. We have refrigerators and Keurigs, and so we can outfit a kitchen if you need to. So we can make it a full turnkey situation if you need it. And just you kind of come in, open the door, your furniture is set, you're hooked up, you're good to go. And you can just start working from day one, you know, with your power and electricity and your plumbing hooked up, you know, on your time with that. So yeah, there's really no limit. Whatever you need, garbage cans, like if whatever you would need to make your office a productive workspace, we can provide that for you.
Yeah. And it adds to that level of comfort too, right? Especially with the Keurig, which a lot of people need their coffee. So tell me this, what industries are you seeing that are showing the most demand for mobile offices in the South Carolina and Georgia areas?
Yeah. From what I'm seeing right now, the large scale builders and the commercial GCs doing the large commercial projects, especially in this area here, this is really an area that's really blown up since COVID, especially. There's been a lot of infrastructure brought here. A lot of companies are coming here to my area in particular. You know, BMW, Dr. Pepper, Keurig, these are all like companies that have come here and have really expanded in this area. And so in more and more of these industrialized industries are coming here. So I'm seeing a lot of need for construction office trailers as they're doing these large scale building projects in my particular area, but also engineering companies and electrical companies that are going to be working alongside these larger GCs doing these large scale construction projects. Those also need their own trailers as well. And then even logistics companies, we're seeing a lot of that. Multifamily housing builders, quite often, they are really good about using a modular office while they're doing these large, you know, apartment complexes. And then the benefit, and this kind of leads into one of the things that make a mobile office really well, is like you have an initial location for where you want your building. But then as you build into your spot, if you need to now pour concrete here for your parking lot, or if you need to do a new section here, then you can easily move the building to another location on site and make room and still keep leasing the building without much interruption at all, other than coming and moving it for you to the new location. And so it kind of makes your production time really seamless. But also in this area here, a lot of medical companies, you know, there's a lot of medical need for mobile offices too. And you're seeing that quite often, especially like the mobile clinics or in banks, a lot of banks, which is surprising, but more and more using mobile buildings for their banking buildings too. So it's really a wide range of companies that can benefit from a mobile office.
So can you walk us through the process? Say a customer in South Carolina or Georgia reaches out, they're looking for a modular office. What's the first step? Where do they start off?
Absolutely. So just really, you can go to our website. Our website is really well maintained, very well designed by our marketing team, and they try to provide a large amount of information. So you can see what kind of buildings we have that are like quick turnaround buildings. And they also go into the fact you can do customization if you'd like for a custom built building too. But once you go to our website, there's indicators in there of like who, like I would like more information. And click a button, and then you'll immediately get contacted by one of our inside sales reps, and they'll reach out to you, ask some initial, you know, questions to see, like, you know, what are we doing? Like, what do you need? You know, where's your space? Where's your location? And then they will then filtrate that into the appropriate salesperson. He'll then follow up with you with a phone call, get more detail. You know, like, when do you need this on site? How long of a lease do you need? What are some things you need inside of your building? And then we just start working on our side to start pulling quotes, you know, working with our vendors to make sure that we get you the most effective but cost-friendly pricing that will fit your timeline. And we look through our available assets to see what we can do that will meet your needs too. And so for me particularly, I try to make things really quick. Transactional in our world is very fast moving. I think the construction world particularly is very complicated and very complex and is very stressful. And I don't want this one element to be another thing that adds to that stress. So I want to get you effective pricing that's very competitive, but it's very quick, because I want you to be able to make a decision, move on to the next thing that's not going to be as easy, that's going to be a bigger headache, so that this will be a, you know, a nice part of the process as opposed to a more stressful part of the process.
You hit on that buzzword, quick. Time is of the essence for a lot of customers. So how quickly can a customer expect to receive and set up mobile offices?
So I have turned around from contracts to delivery a building in 3 days, personally. But, you know, for new customers, there's a little more paperwork involved in that because we haven't worked with them before. But generally speaking, from start to finish, 2 to 3 weeks for a transactional rep is about normal. But it, like I said, it can be a lot faster if we have the infrastructure in place to kind of get you working really quickly with us. But yeah, it doesn't take long at all.
So Lynette, can you tell me about the ease? I mean, obviously we're talking about mobile modular offices, but the ease if people need to have a modular office moved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as I was mentioning earlier, for like the multifamily housing builders, you can definitely just contact us if you need to move that building in the matter where it is. Like I've done where we've moved it 100 feet, you know, on site because it needed to pour concrete in a particular place. And so we'll just send our vendor down there, break it down, move it where it needs to go, reinstall it. Usually it's just a day process, more than likely half a day. It doesn't take long to do it. We've also moved buildings from across town before where you now need to move it to a new site. I just did that earlier this year where it was a double wide building. So we broke it down from one construction site in Atlanta, moved it to a different construction site in Atlanta, and we started a new lease with it there because they really liked that building. So they wanted to keep using it. So it's very easy process just to make that happen.
So if people are listening and they're thinking, you know what, I think this might be something that I need right now, what advice would you give to businesses considering a modular mobile office for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, for the first thing would be just do your research. You know, really check with your local inspectors, see what they're kind of require from you. See if you're going to need permits, you know, see if it's just a construction site. A lot of times they won't require it, but, you know, sometimes they are now. But if they have certain locals will have requirements for the outside of the building, like it has to be all brick or hardy paint. You can't use any kind of high rib steel. So just check with your locals and see what they're going to require of you, because we don't want you to kind of get into the process and then find that what you're getting quoted is not going to pass what you need on site, you know, with your local inspectors. And then really think about what kind of space you want to work within. You know, use your imagination. Would a kitchen, you know, inside your building be a better use of space? Would that make company morale better as opposed to just like a coffee bar, you know? Or would individual offices for your people that really can shut the door and have private time with customers, is that more effective as opposed to an open space with cubicles, which is maybe not necessary? So really think about what space you want. And that way, when you come and look into modular offices, you can kind of know exactly what you need. And then you can kind of make that process really easy for yourself to say, this is exactly what I need, because I thought about it. And I've really been, you know, conscientious about what would be a best fit for my company. And, you know, I think that's a good place to start.
Any final thoughts as we're wrapping up here?
You know, I'm really proud of our company. I worked with Box Modular for almost 11 years now. And they're just a great company to work for. And we're really, really happy with the customer service we provide, the buildings that we send out. And it's just really a good opportunity to you know, to work and get connected with somebody who can be of help to you.
Lynette Wooten, transactional sales rep in Georgia and South Carolina, sometimes Florida and other places when she's needed for Box Modular. Lynette, thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Built Modular podcast brought to you by Box Modular. Of course, you can visit boxmodular.com for more information there. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.